Co-opetition?
Okay.
Co-opetition.
Co-opetition? Yeah, I think you got some co-opetition going on there. Columbus is the biggest winner, but it's actually going to have a, it's really going to have a probably a 50 to 100 mile radius impact, which touches a lot of small towns. It's going to be interesting to see what happens to Chillicothe and Athens even, or some of the eastern communities in Ohio, almost reaching over to Pittsburgh. It is just such a big investment. But we're seeing, you know, some interesting similar investments. I mean, you know, battery facilities in Michigan and sure. Kentucky, those aren't going into the cities. This is almost rural economic development back to 40 years ago, almost, where, you know, you wanted to capture that big factory. All of a sudden we're making things again.
Yes.
It's really fascinating to try and get our heads around what that's going to mean in this economy for the United States. And of course, the global threats that are becoming more and more obvious, I think, are pushing some of this. Part of this is almost homeland security based. Mm-hmm. I'm actually the one question I have about all this is, I mean, how many people are really going to be working in these places versus working from home?
Thank you for listening to this preview of Flareheads, our new economic development and entrepreneurship podcast. I'm Kevin Grouder, the founder of Business Flare, and I invite you to join myself, the Flareheads, and other friends and special guests as we have honest, direct, and sometimes irreverent conversations about issues affecting economic development and how we can break away from the old way of doing things and bring innovative approaches that help communities realize and reach their potential. Please subscribe at flareheads.com to stay up to date. And we hope to see you soon.